This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Connor Law. First, Colton Laws is also in the organization. Has ever anybody tried to get the two of you together in the same room?
Yeah, actually, we're good friends, but everyone gets us mixed up. Like, everyone calls me Connor Laws, or he gets Colton Law. Like, it's just it's a big mess, but, I mean, we're clearly different. He's about 6'9", about 6'4", but I don't know. Everyone gets our names mixed up.
When did you first start full-time pitching?
Probably my redshirt sophomore year, so my third year in college. I just kind of figured it out and started actually working at pitching and everything, and just kind of started to click for me.
Was it a coach who figured you're going to be really great at the back end of the bullpen?
I actually started one of the years in college, my fourth year, so my redshirt junior year, but I was a starter that year. My last year in college, coach said, hey, we need a guy to finish games. Like, we've got a couple starters, but we don't know if we can trust anybody to go to the deep end of the game. So I said, like, whatever the team needs, like, I'm here for it. So,
and how was that?
It just seemed to work out for me all right. I mean, I set the saves record for the school, and then we went to the College World Series. We had a phenomenal staff, I was kind of like the nail in the coffin.
Did you bring a different mentality as a closer than as a starter?
Yeah, when you start, you kind of have to, like, play for the long game, but as a closer, I'm pitching about 3 innings max, so you can kind of just go in and then give, like, all your effort 100% for those, I don't know, max 3 innings, that 1 inning, whatever it is, but for starters, you aim to go 5-6 at least, but I mean, anything else after that is a plus.
So then it was easy for you. You're saying, all I have to do is get this batter out, not worry about him the rest of the game.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
What brought you to Lindenwood?
They just offered me a really nice scholarship. If anyone's ever been to the campus, it's a beautiful campus and a great spot. 20 minutes outside of St. Louis. Grown up a Cardinals fan, so that was a lot of fun. Went to a lot of those games, St. Louis Blues. I don't know, just it just had a good feel to it, and the coaches were awesome. Yeah.
Was there a Cardinals player, pitcher, position player that you looked up to?
Not really. It was actually weird because I kind of idolized Randy Johnson growing up. Even though I'm right-handed, he's left-handed. But
same slider.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be nice. But like, I just always loved his mentality of he's just always mad, and like that just seemed to work for him, and I kind of like adopted that a little bit too. I don't know. I like the way his mentality was and his persona and how he went about his business and. I don't know, he did all right, so.
Wait, hang on, always mad. I've only seen you off the field.
Yeah.
Are you a mad pitcher?
Yeah, when I get on the mound, I don't know. People tell me I walk when I have, like, suitcases, like, puffed out. I don't notice it, but I've seen video of it, and, yeah, I definitely do that. That's not intentional. It's just, I don't know, the way I carry it out there, I guess. off the field, I'm competitive, but I wouldn't say I'm really that mad. But when I get on the mound, no, I mean, all bets are off. Like, I'm pretty angry.
And off the field, besides baseball, accounting, right? Finances?
Right. Yeah, I have a master's in accounting.
How did you first decide, hey, this is something that's also for me?
I don't know. I was always pretty good at math. I enjoyed numbers. It seemed to be easy. And then, I don't know, I took a couple classes at Lindenwood. And, I don't know, I just kind of... I had a great teacher. She built a phenomenal foundation for me, and I feel like anything, right, any teacher that does that, then I don't know. I just kind of built it from there.
I mean, finance, it spreads widely, so we could talk about baseball finance or business. Is there a specific area that you're more interested in?
Not really. I mean, I haven't really done too much work in the accounting field. It's all like learning. So once I actually go into an accounting firm, if baseball happens to not work out, then I will. I don't know, I'll kind of play it from there and then sign, kind of see what I like and then go from there.
For the moment, though, your off seasons are dedicated only to baseball?
I actually worked at the accounting firm. I did for about 3 months, from like October to December, just to earn some money. They needed help with some audit work, so that's what I've done more practice in. So I kind of just went and helped them out, earned a little bit of money, which is nice because they pay well.
And then
it was rough, though. I had to get up at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning to go work out and then go throw after work. So, I mean, it was definitely a grind in the offseason. But
when I see the Repsetto out and I see all the different analytics that are going in, with you and your interests, does that give you an advantage in any way?
I don't know, because I'm kind of I feel like these are two different types of math. This is like sabermetrics analytics, and I'm more of like a hard stats guy. So they play a little bit into it, but not really. It's just kind of understanding what so the spin rate and axis and all this stuff, this like kind of newfound stuff, does for a baseball. And yeah.
I'm talking to Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Connor Law. When you went into this year's spring training, did you say to yourself, here's what my goals are for 2019?
Yeah, so last year in Vancouver, I didn't really throw anything other than a fastball, which is pretty much all I've done my entire life. So this offseason, I really hammered, like, focusing on throwing a changeup and slider, and I threw thousands of pitches, just repeating over and over again, trying to feel out the ball, and then talking with some other guys, just trying to get, like, a feel for what a slider is supposed to do, how I should throw it, and all that. So coming in this spring training, I just really wanted to show my progress with the off-speed. And I don't know, I think it went pretty well. I was throwing the slider for a strike pretty consistently. I feel comfortable throwing it in games at any count. So, I mean, spring training was huge. It was a huge moment for me to, like, show off my off-season progress.
Talking with Tony Castros, he told me that he was really impressed by your slider. Did you have a light bulb moment with it?
Not really. It was kind of... There's a major leaguer named Tony Zick who pitched for the Mariners, has a phenomenal slider. And I worked with him a little bit in the offseason. He kind of taught me how to feel out a pitch. Instead of trying to throw a slider game ready all the time, I kind of like threw it at 60% and then just kind of slowly progressed off that. So like next time would be 70, 80, 90. And that was the biggest moment, I think, or I guess moments. It took a while, but... It was just like the repetition, doing it over and over again, and just hammering it into my mind of what it feels like.
How did you find the right changeup grip?
I've actually thrown a changeup the same way for a while. I just never threw it because I couldn't get it down consistently. But this off season, again, with that 60%, 70% mindset, I could feel out how it's supposed to come off my hand. And that was more of just fine-tuning the changeup, and then, yeah.
What grip do you use? How does it come off your hand?
So it kind of looks like a two-seam grip. I don't throw a two-seamer, but I use the two-seamer grip with my middle finger and my ring finger. And then it kind of rolls straight off, and then at the last second it rips off my middle finger, like so it dives into a righty. And it's pretty violent too, like a violent drop to it, so it's a tough pitch to pick up.
Do you ever go back and watch your own video and say, oh, look at that batter reaction?
I've never, maybe once have I ever seen video of me pitching. I think I'll overanalyze it and then get in my own head. So I try to stay away from it unless something is just so out of whack and I can't figure it out. I'm just going to stay away from video.
And finally, with Lugnuts pitcher Connor Law, let's talk about this bullpen. Who's the funniest guy over there?
Oh, no. I hate to say it, but probably Marcus Reyes.
Why do you hate to say it?
Oh, he's just a clown. He's a great guy. I love him to death. He's all over the place. Like, great clubhouse guy. You love to have him on your team. He's just, I don't know, everybody aspires to have a Marcus on the team. Like, he just lightens the mood, keeps everything light. I don't know.
Does he talk more than everybody else, too?
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty – he gives a lot of details when telling a story, little extra details.
Hey, Connor, thank you very much for your time.
Absolutely.
Lugnuts pitcher Connor Law. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.